Learning from your mistakes on today's show number 80 of the School Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of theschoolpodcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Let's get the contact information out of the way. It's real easy. Our email, you can send me an email anytime, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call in your comments at 888-563-3228. Our show archives are at schoolofpodcasting.net, so if you've heard something on the show and like to comment about it, you could do it out there. Or if you'd like to come check out our website, it's got hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials. That's at schoolofpodcasting.com. And now you can sign up for a one-day trial. If you ever thought, well, I wonder what that's like, but I don't want to really put out the money, easy. Come out, check out our one-day trial at schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you for tuning in. Today we'll be talking about what happens when I messed up my feed in iTunes. We'll get to that in just a second. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right. Again, I want to thank GoToMeeting for sponsoring the show. So let me tell you about a couple nightmares I had with podcasting. You realize there are two ways to learn things. There's, you know, you get your knowledge and things like that. But there are other times when you just, things go wrong and you go, oh boy, didn't see that coming. So here's one. And first of all, my feed, first of all, thanks to Don Lewis of the Big Break podcast for pointing this out to me. One of my podcasting musicians, Cooler, a somewhat popular podcast. It's growing, as I'm sure your audience is. But all of a sudden, I saw my numbers dive a lot. Like down, 80%? Yeah, it hurt. And all of a sudden, I got an email from Don. He said, hey, I don't know if you realize this or not, but if you go to iTunes, your feed isn't updating. In fact, if you go into, you know, you can go into iTunes, you can right click and go show information, I believe it is. It said my feed for my podcast was http://s. That was it. Now, as much as I love Apple and I love iTunes and I love how easy it is, I happen to have an iPod, and it makes it very easy to keep things up to date. Trying to get podcaster support, as in, like, they wanted to help me with my iPod, they want to help me with my iTunes, but they didn't want to help me as a podcaster, which part of me understands that because there's a lot of us out here. But on the other hand, if it's not us giving them content, then iTunes, you know, is going to have less things to listen to. But anyway, that's beside the point. That's a whole other argument. It does point out that I wish Google, MSN, somebody please get in the game, because when you have a company with such a stranglehold on the industry, you know, it hurt when my feed didn't work in iTunes. So, Dave, why didn't your feed work in iTunes all of the sudden after, you know, years with that podcast? And I went out, validated it, perfectly fine. And now that feed actually goes through FeedBurner, which we'll be talking about them in a second. And I went into my PodPress. Now, I use WordPress with a plugin called PodPress. Huge fan of PodPress when it first came out. I'm starting to... I love Dan. Dan's a great guy, but I'm doing more troubleshooting for people, especially if you're trying to use PodTrack to track your stats, that in some cases that's just causing nutty stuff. And I'm going to blame PodPress on this one. I could be wrong. I sometimes am. I often am if you talk to my ex-wife. But nonetheless, my feed in PodPress was pointed at my feed burner, which of course points at my WordPress one. But somehow when I upgraded to PodPress, and I've had other people say, yeah, I had the same problem. That's why I'm pointing the finger right or wrong. But in my opinion, my estimate here, it was a PodPress issue. So the problem was iTunes now had it in its head that was my feed. So in calling Apple, sitting on the phone, they sent me to a forum. And in a nutshell, I'm going to put a link to this out in the show notes, because otherwise we would have, as Adam Curry says, a very tin hat moment here. But there is a feed, an iTunes-specific feed that says new-feed-URL. And you have to update your feed, and you put your actual feed, if it's a feed burner feed, you point it towards your RSS, and then you can ping iTunes. Basically say, hey, come please look at my website. And with this code in there, you're telling iTunes, I've moved my feed. Because in some cases, you do. Now, the bad news is this is going to take about 2 days, and it works fine. I'm not positive that it's updated. I know it works fine for new subscriptions. I'm not positive that people who have previously subscribed to my podcast, I'm not sure it's going to update or grandfather in old listeners that way. But it is working now. So that's basically, and there are other things in there with like a 301 redirect, but this is probably the easiest one. Now, if you're using something like WordPress or PodPress, you have to go in and open up your RSS feed in Notepad to put that in there. There is a thing for it in PodPress to do this, and I turned it on and it didn't show up. So I didn't see that working properly either. It's a great feature, and that would have made it very easy, but I did that, saved my changes, looked at my raw RSS feed, and this new feed wasn't there, even though the PodPress plugin said it was there. So, and I've sent Dan some messages. I've seen messages about this on his message board. So I'm sure Dan is working on it, because he's always working on PodPress. So there is hope. Just realize that if you have your RSS feed and things go bad in iTunes, that you're looking at least 2 days to get it fixed. The key to this is to validate your feed. If you're brand new to podcasting, validate it first. And that's at feedvalidator.org. Now, the other problem I had, if you remember last week's show, I was talking with Paul Culligan of Podcast Secrets and paulculligan.com, and I had set up an affiliate link for his course. He has a course, Podcast Secrets, all about monetizing your podcast. The great thing I love about that, I actually missed the call. I had some things pop up, but of course I'm listening to the call via time shifting because he put it out as a podcast. And I talked about people going to secretswithdave.com, and if you use the code PC916, you could get a considerable amount of money off the call, $79 off the price. And I put that out on Monday. The call was on Tuesday. So I was really kind of cutting it down to the wire. Realized that with podcasting and time shifting, I mean, I listened to a podcast 411 episode the other day from, I think it was September. It was really old. It had been on my iPod for a long, long time. And it still was great information. So it's a great thing. But so keep in mind that just because you release a podcast doesn't mean everybody's going to listen to it that day. Chances are they are not. Now, the other problem I had wasn't the fact that I was kind of pushing the envelope in terms of just release date. Was, now I have in this case, the School Podcasting at schoolpodcasting.net is using Libsyn's website. Again, if you've been listening to the show, I'm always using different things to try so I can report back on and things of this nature. And so I use Libsyn's blogging interface as well as their hosting service, things like that. But I use a FeedBurner feed. So my Libsyn feed goes into FeedBurner, and I have it set to ping FeedBurner every time I publish. But for whatever reason, FeedBurner did not synchronize my feed. And so I just happened to be out at FeedBurner, I think on Tuesday, the day of the call. Might have been as the call was going on or the day after or something. And just happened to click on a button at FeedBurner to look at my School Podcasting feed. And lo and behold, yeah, that episode was not showing up in my FeedBurner feed. So I went into their little troubleshooting tab there, and I clicked on the Synchronize Now button or something of that nature. And it did that, exactly. But the key to this is one of the things you should definitely be doing, and this was the weird thing about the iTunes feed. I was downloading my podcast fine because I had my raw RSS feed was in my iTunes when I subscribed to the Musician's Cooler. I did not use my iTunes link. So you might want to subscribe via iTunes and via your RSS feed in iTunes and blog lines and the Google Reader and things like that. You might want to unsubscribe and resubscribe every now and then. Make sure that you are looking at your podcast from a new podcaster standpoint. And then also, if you're using FeedBurner, yeah, you know, go out and check shortly after you publish. Make sure it has synchronized with your feed. I'm not sure how, if it's every half hour, every hour that does that, but you can see where you need to be careful when you start putting things like PodPress. Now, PodPress makes things a lot easier, especially with iTunes and things like that. But sometimes we get these automated tools that do make things easier, and they count subscribers and things like that. But when you get so much stuff between your listener and your RSS feed, yeah, you could cause some problems. So that's just some things I went through. Everything is back to normal. As far as I know, like I said, I'm not sure if my old listeners who subscribed via iTunes many moons ago have to unsubscribe and resubscribe. I've sent a couple emails out, and I'll let people know. But I definitely wanted to report on that. In the event you have messed up your feed in iTunes, there is hope for you. It only takes a couple days to fix. So that's that. And you know what we haven't done in a long time? A last 5 and 5. So I went back to my recordings from the PME of 2006. I'm probably going to barely get through these by the time PME 07 gets through, but here's a last 5 and 5.
I'm going to look at my list.
He's going to cheat. That's all right. We're here with Kenneth Lupus of Band Tracks, and he's going to cheat and look at his iPod, but that's all right. Cheating is what's the word here? It's not enhanced. It's encouraged. There we go.
It's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
Nice.
All right. So, Kenneth, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Okay. Now, you know, I have a big hole in my head, so I can't remember. That's why I have to go to my iPod to see what I actually listened to. But I know I listened to on the plane over. I watched the latest Ask a Ninja.
Okay.
I watched the latest Hope is Emo.
Hope is Emo.
Yep. Right. And then
Hope is Emo.
Oh, it's great.
Seems like an oxymoron because emo is so hopeless.
Same guys who do Ask a Ninja also do Hope is Emo. And that's I'm really into video podcasts lately. And so that's one that I always recommend because it's just hilarious and it's 3 minutes long and
beautiful
and it's so simply shot and well presented. It's just a perfect thing.
That's two.
I definitely listened to Accident Hash on the way over because I was behind on Accident Hash.
Okay.
I watched the latest MacBreak.
Okay.
Another video podcast, and that's good, you know, because that's got Leo and his whole horde, and they do good stuff for the Macintosh. And being a Mac user, very informative for me. And then the last one I listened to was Yuzzy's Weekend Dance Floor podcast. Yuzzy is out of Montreal, suburb of Montreal, and does a lot of trance, writes some of his own music, and then brings in some other PodSafe artists and does a whole like half hour to 45 minute mix.
My middle name is actually Yuzzy.
There you go.
So, now, where can we find your podcast at?
Bandtrax.net or bandtrax.podshow.com, doesn't matter. Either one of those is where you can find Bandtrax. And also, I also have a trance and dance show that's called TranceandDance.podshow.com. And then I also have a reality series about the birth of my latest child. That's a video cast, and that's at maddenslife.podshow.com.
Beautiful.
So lots of choices for different tastes, I guess.
All right, there you go. A last 5 and 5. Thank you, Kenneth from Bandtrax.com. As always, I'm your host, Dave Jackson, thanking you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Again, our show archives are at schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to start your own podcast or take your podcast to the next level, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to say special thanks to gotomeeting.com for sponsoring the show. Our email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, and our phone number is 888-563-3228. Thank you very much for listening. And until we meet again, class dismissed. Hey everybody, I'm home. Hi kids, what game is that? Kids, hello, I'm home. Hello. Yeah, okay, let's try this door over here.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Okay, let's not. Oh, sorry. I got so much homework, man. Let's try this one. Okay, yeah. Are you looking to get away? Then come on over to quietstudyarea.com. A few brief tips to help you learn more efficiently, followed by 20 minutes of soothing, non-distracting music to help you tune out the world and help you focus on what's important. Getting that diploma, getting that degree. QuietStudyArea.com. Knowledge for your brain, music for your soul. QuietStudyArea.com.